Sayyidina Vajana, Maulana said that how many of our friends said, they say to their father that Hazrat said this but you don't follow. The father says to the son, Hazrat said this but you're not listening. So, but we will, our duty is to say what we have to say. And for that, we are uncertainties, the doubts are much more. There are questions and answers, and the questions are much more than the answers. So it appears quite clear that this group has been misled, or they are a stooge group for a bigger. Today, remember one thing that makes a lot of sense to me, if it will make to you, of all the stooges by those who are above them, and they are taking them in wrong direction. So anyway, that can be open for dialogue and for debate, but it is quite clear from our ulama that we understand this group is a totally deviated group and misleading the Muslims, or they are doing it tajahul arifana. Every Muslim has got one out of Islam, iman in his heart. He wants Islam to be in the world. So for that, Mufti Taqi Usmani sahab, Dawat Barakatum says, as you want Islam in the world, you want Islam in your country, is you are one country yourself also. Every individual.
This is why our famous couplet of our Hakim sahab rahmatullah alayh, whenever we hear or we read, we feel that nuraniyat in our heart. نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے نقش قدم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے جل جلالہ. You find these two important components. They said always ikhlas, and we are sitting with the people of ikhlas, alhamdulillah. With the barakat of people of ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us ikhlas inshaAllah. And ittiba' sunnah. Ittiba' sunnah is the most important thing. Like how Hazrat mentioned last night, that sunnat is something of Hazrat Wala Hardoi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, sunnat ka aashiq for aashiq for Rasulullah, that is sufficient. I'm going to see my beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why the sunnah is the most beautiful way, if only we realize. And it's the most akmal way, it's the most proper way. Perfect way, our Hazrat mentioned. It's the most perfect way. So may Allah grant us that thing. And we have that, but we have the desire to practice on each and every sunnah. Ya Allah grant us the love of every sunnah of our beloved. And the third thing is this, you must also make dua to Allah, ya Allah grant us tawfiq to practice upon that sunnah. Now person who understands, who realizes, who always has the Madina Sharif in front of him, and then he is making the dua, he feels that. Except few, that the sunnah of appreciating each and every ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the quality of shukr. Allah, brothers, the bayan I'm going to say, I can even tell you, I'm copying Hazrat's bayan. I don't know how many times I listened to that Hazrat's bayan. So I can remember the points, otherwise I'm going to forget. And I know still I'm going to forget. But remember, you don't report to Hazrat. Allah forgive me. Hazrat says, I want to see, Hazrat wants to see the report. Then that's appreciation. Then a person will. But one, this aspect of shukr is such, it takes a person very quick to the ta'alluq ma'allah. It establishes a connection with Allah in a very quick way. Ajeeb, this aspect of shukr. When a person makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on top of that Allah has given us iman. And many people, you see, they've got so much of, you can see, they've got so much of this social, they want to help themselves, but they've got no iman. Haba'an mansura, all gone, waste. But Allah has blessed us, we never ask for it. We have to make shukr for this ni'mat every day. As I said, iman ata kiya, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ka ummati. But because of the husnazan of Ahlullah, they said, okay, now you also talk a little bit. So because, sometimes it happens, so because the mashayikh and the gathering as such, when the people are listening with ikhlas, Allah grants a person who also speaks with ikhlas also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us tawfiq. This aspect of shukr is ajeeb. One of the things, if a person is sitting alone, it's only maybe 10%, but 10 watt, like a small bulb, it's got 10 watt. But if he's sitting with all, now when the nur of taqwa, and this taqwa, the nur of taqwa, each and every individual, when it combines, now everyone is benefiting from that. Everyone is benefiting. No one, that is what they said, hum qawmun la yashqaw. He probably, and then you'll see the effect of the dhikr. And then Hazrat says, make aashiqana dhikr, walihana dhikr. When a person is connected to someone, then he's taking the name, he feels that proximity, he feels that I am in love with someone. In the same way, if a person is connected to Allah, then he says something different. Hazrat Dhamma Prakatam has quoted that example of Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah alayhi. That is also a zikr. But Hazrat says from Quran, Hazrat has proven from Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us in Quran, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, and take the name of your Allah. Take the name of your Rabb. What is that? To say Allah, Allah, Allah. And that person will become jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull that person towards him. The Hazrat said, don't stop taking zikr. One of the mashayikh have mentioned, or Hakim Sahib rahmatullah have mentioned, one of the aspect, when a person makes zikr, the object and the benefit of zikr is bari. When there is a darkness, a person feels the tajik. Now, you don't want to come to a company of a sheikh also. He is looking for an excuse to avoid the sheikh's company. You'll say, oh, you know what, my shell is sick, I've got an excuse. I couldn't come for a sahih jalsa. I couldn't come for majlis. He's looking for an excuse. Why, Hazrat says, because something is, our mashayikh mentioned, if a person is not inclining to also mention zikr, is not a sleeping majlis. It's not a sleeping majlis. I'm telling myself because I'm also falling asleep now. It's not a sleeping majlis. That's the time a person should, with full nishat. That is why Hazrat says, zikr, zakir ko mazkur tak pahunchata hai. Hazrat mentioned that zikr is such a thing, it takes the zakir, a person who is making zikr, to mazkur. Definitely you will say, okay, let me postpone my zikr, and then the day is gone. Likewise, the second day is gone. As I said, always the best time for zikr, as I said, is after tahajjud, till ishraq. That's the time, as I said, if a person sits, because normally that's the time we don't have any taqaza. As I said, that's the time. Wash our hearts with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned Thabit Bunani was a tabi'i, rahimahullah. He used to tell his servant, see, I'm going to remember. He used to hold this tasbih and he said, now my Allah is remembering me. He said, Hazrat, how you can say? He said, no, Allah says in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي, you remember me, أَذْكُرُكُمْ, I will remember you. So he said, I'm holding my tasbih, I know my, I'm remembering my Allah, and my Allah is dead. And then connect yourself, lift up your hands and connect yourself with Allah. It comes in a hadith, مَنْ تَعَارَّ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, مَنْ تَعَارَّ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, if a person wakes up at night, وَقَالْ لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through punishment. Allah punished that person so that he can come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of Hazrat says aspect of dhikr is very important, my brothers. We just need to understand, and we need to, this is our door, that every time we sit and we make dhikr, and then Hazrat says, make your zikr individual and also in a contemplating. After that, Hazrat said, make muraqabah of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The zikr of La ilaha illallah is afdalul zikr. Hazrat said, make at the back of your mind. Just